Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Snellville.
Goddamn right. New co-host. Motherfucking fighting night. So I got to change that little intro right there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, right now, you know, y'all get
tonight.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you get. That's what you get. All right, here we go. Got to change everything up, man. Got to change the whole board, man. Shit. What's happening, homie?
Not much at home yet, so I'm in the car.
Oh, you say you was at work, right?
I got 5 minutes to go, and then I'm home, and I can call you for free, because this is costing me money. I don't know how much. I'm going to find out in a few weeks when my bill drops on the floor.
That's what's going to happen. You see the bill drop on the floor. I'm like, damn. Phone call? Yeah. And believe you me, people, phone calls can add up. I got friends of mine with, you know, $400, $500, $600 phone bills, and I be wondering, really, you know, how the hell y'all got it that high, but apparently they had a lot of talking to me. Yeah, no. Let me get two quick shots out. Got Jamie popped up off here real quick. And then we got Florida UFOs, and we got Miss Laugh a Lot. This Laugh a Lot is a laughing yoga guru out of Canada. And I have pre-warned her about the show today. I was getting my laughing workout on. And so I warned her. But today is My Health, Your Health Monday. We do this each and every Monday, you know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio with your host. Captain Smells So Good and my co-host, and once again is motherfucking Cyanide as my mofo, you know what I'm saying? And so we take this thing all the way from Florida to across the world, and I mean the world, all the way over here in Netherlands. So we're getting your info today, you know what I'm saying? The subject of the day and a very controversial topic, you know what I'm saying, worldwide is good old masturbation. That's what I'm talking about, people. Oh, yeah. We're getting into it. Now, one thing about me, I don't just free ball, you know, free fall. You know what I'm saying? My Health, Your Health Money is very, it's a very important program. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the programs that's gotten the most views out of any show that I've done, period. Apparently, people, you know what I'm saying, is filling the information and benefiting from it. So the information that I'm giving comes from you, comes from www.webmd.com, W-E-B-M-D.com. Type in masturbation, and yeah, you will be online. And Apica Bar, you know what I'm saying, to all my Singaporeans out there, you know what I'm saying? I see Alex Jack, you know what I'm saying, Alexander, and we got Singapore, we got the Netherlands, Florida, Canada, got a lot of E-dubs up in here. Yeah, that's how we do it, man. And this is a very touchy subject. Well, please, nobody touch yourself during the show. Much appreciated, much appreciated. I don't need anybody calling in with sticky fingers. Hey, get out. Get your hand off. Damn, Timmy touching himself already. What kind of shit is that? All right. Anyways, people. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, we will be getting into the nutty news of the day that falls at the top of the hour. You know what I'm saying? Also, be on the lookout. We got some good interviews coming up. I believe it's going to be next Friday, featuring the artist Friday. We're going to be featuring Miss Linda Blake, the CEO of Hot Steps Magazine out of Boston, Massachusetts, and also one of her artists that, you know what I'm saying, that she's currently working with. So, you know, we got that coming up as featured in the artist Friday. Make sure y'all look out for that. Also, if you happen to be down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, and want to participate, we got July 11th. We got it's called Fucking A&R Seminar. And this is for all artists and entertainers out there who have been having a hard time breaking into the industry, you know what I'm saying? So we got a seminar that starts at 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Po' Boy Entertainment, which is a record label, will be in attendance. And they'll be also a part of the panel, along with myself. I got a couple of people coming, hopefully from Ohio, and hopefully from Tennessee, DJ Funk Natra. Hopefully he can come through, and my homeboy Wallaby can swing through for the conference. So if you guys want to come through, you know what I'm saying, check it out. You know, it's going down. So Mr. Cyanide is coming back, you know what I'm saying? He will be returning back to the show. And just a minute, you know what I'm saying, he at work. And we get everything started, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get popped. Because I'm pretty sure we're two leading experts on this subject today. along with a few other people, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. When he called back in a few El Segundos, Minutos, we'll go ahead and get off into that and get the show officially started. So before I do that, go ahead and take a little quick break, man. Let y'all know.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail on this world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Right on. Oh yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, terrible, bitch.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. People already. I need to call Monet. That's what I need to call, Miss Monet. I got to go and get her phone number because today is her day. I had a past guest on my show who was a sex expert. And, you know, she went into a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely would probably want to get her back on the show. And, yeah, because she was very informative. So, yeah, shout out to the 2 ounces. What I'm going to do is just to give a little cheat going on, you know what I'm saying? I'll read this out for you. Cover this for you real quick. This comes from Fox. I can't think of an acronym for them yet, but it's coming. And this is Foxperts. Yeah, well, they're experts on the health benefits of masturbation. Right. Perhaps the joke's on us, because while people love to make wisecracks about it, few actually admit to doing it. Yet according to Martha Hill Cornog of the Big Book of Masturbation, self-pleasuring is surely the second most common human sex act. And despite its tort history, that's proving to be a good thing. Turns out this once taboo behavior has plenty of health benefits and can do wonders for your sex life. While the shackles of masturbation have been loosening around our loins, it is only recently that society has started to let go of its guilt around solo sex, and this is in part thanks to sex researchers affirming that most of us do it, as well as the embracing of it by television sitcoms. Who can forget the bet made by Jerry, Elaine, George, and Kramer as to who could remain the master of their domain the longest? I did watch that show. Forgot who the fuck won, though. One Kramer. I think it was a little short, fat, white dude. I forgot his name with the glasses. He's slim now. He's no longer chunky. But even if you're not a conformist, there's something about safety in numbers when it comes to this topic. And it makes you feel even better to know that masturbation is common among other animals, like dogs, cats, horses, bulls, rats. I've never seen a dog jerking itself off. And if you're telling me that's what the cat's doing, wow. But I don't buy that one. But, hey, this more relaxed attitude is also due to the medical community challenging its own original claims that masturbation was a serious medical and ethical problem with dire results. According to works like Onania, circa 1712, male masturbation was said to lead to disease or disorder with the loss of semen. Likewise, in losing vaginal fluid, a female who took matters into her own hand was supposedly at risk for hysteria, jaundice, epileptic fits, and other negative health conditions of equal concern. Self-pleasuring was thought to send her down the road to sodomy as well. Oh, yeah. You don't know what sodomy is, go look it up, you freak. Anybody with solo sexportation experience can tell you that, contrary to popular myth, masturbation does not result in any of the aforementioned, nor does it lead to acne, warts, hair on the palm, insanity, or blindness, unless you shoot yourself in the eye. Oh, not bad. Didn't mean to say that one. But what many may not know, however, is stimulating yourself can ultimately boost your health in many ways. Yeah. So, being I want to be a cheater, I will not read from this article. And I will definitely cover WebMD.com's rendition. Yeah. Well, yeah, it makes you insane. I don't know. I guess it would cause some kind of a few psychological effects, you know what I'm saying, depending on when and where you're whacking off at. And, yeah, that's pretty much. So, this is what we're going to do. Get into, one song real quick. Matter of fact, let me get into one song and we're going to come right back. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Whack him if you got him.
Man, I got it right. My head is in my bed. You know I'm popping bread. Cause man, I got it right. Man, I got it right. My head is in my bed. You know I'm popping bread. Cause man, I got it right. When I turn, now I see something so I'm on here. Got a bad girl beside me and a friend right behind me and I'm trying.
Yeah. can come and get me. It's like hockey, best believe I'm playing rough. I'm full of Gretzky and I'm so macadocious. The dot dawn jiggler pimp game ferocious. Call me the magician like a lens, I'm focused. Make it disappear without the hocus pocus. Yeah, man, I'm from the street, hungry when it come to beat. My niggas eat you up and spit you out, pick it from me teeth. This is for my niggas, any block, any street, any city, any hood, any town is going down.
That is some shit. Anybody want to see a picture of some blue balls? Oh yeah, well, let me see the JPEG of that one. All right, man, let's get this motherfucker started, man. Y'all already know what time it is. All right, and here we go. All right, man, Mr. Sayonite.
Good day. How are you today?
There we go, my brother. How you doing, man? How was work today, brother?
Terrible. I was.
Wait, now you well, you sent me a. You said you was you had installations. What do you install?
Server installation. We were testing a software package, so I had to install that.
So I mean, not internet, not like personal home computers and shit like that.
No. Personal computers I do at night time. During the daytime, there are servers and stuff I have to work with.
Oh, so you install stuff in companies and all that?
Yeah, that. And we have servers running on the internet. Stuff that, compared to Block Talk, some systems like that, we have those running.
What?
I work for a Dutch host provider.
What is that? What is that?
I work for a Dutch hosting provider.
Oh, yeah? So, would you get free internet or something?
Yeah, no. I have to pay for my own internet. That's the shit. I get free hosting space, though.
Oh, well, shit, that's a plus. Yeah. Hosting out there, it'd be costing you nowadays. Well, you know what Blue Balls is?
I posted a link to an image of blue balls.
No, I don't want to see an image of a bug of blue balls.
Blue balls. Plankton for a congested prostate or vessel congestion. The condition of temporary fluid congestion in the testicle and prostate region caused by prolonged sexual arousal in the human male. Ah, I think I know that. We call that a third ball in the Netherlands.
Third ball?
Yeah, I
did
think
you say third ball?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not so sure. I continue reading about it.
Alright. Third ball. Blue balls. Alright, where the hell do blue come from? You know what I'm saying? My balls don't turn blue. They turn purple. What kind of shit is that? Blue balls. Not that anybody wanted to know that, but yeah, third ball.
I got to wonder, when do they turn purple?
No, you say why?
Now, when?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I ain't never found that out.
How do you know then?
Yeah, well, I ain't never seen a black person turn blue. I can only speculate, you know. When I've gotten hit in the eye, it never turned blue. It turned, hell, it didn't turn purple. It turned burnt black. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Real, yeah, that might be, but underneath it's the same color, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I'll just be bullshitting with people. Let's get a little sick. How about that, people? Let's talk about the condition of it, huh? The condition of blue balls. Yeah, I know all you guys out there want to know about blue balls. Where's Heavenly Angel at? We're talking about balls. There ain't no females on the show. What kind of shit is that?
Let me see where she is.
Oh, what you got? Instant message on her?
No. I have to visit a few sites to see if she's there. And of course, the first site I visit, she is there, but she is away. So let's post a link, see how long it takes for her to get here.
Yeah, I hope you ain't talking about third ball, because that's something else. Like the chick with three tits, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's not it.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. We got dinner coming up in a few minutes. Oh, okay. Shouts out to Alex Jack that's got blue balls for dinner. All right. All good. We won't
blue
be coming over. Yeah, we won't be coming over your house for stovetop. Oh, man. Let's see. The condition can be caused by sexual stimulation of the erect penis, intentional or unintentional, that does not result in orgasm and ejaculation. This can, in some circumstances, be a consensual sexual act as part of erotic sexual denial. I don't take sex that serious to know what the fuck that is. But during sexual arousal in a male, the parasympathetic, some big ass word, nervous system, increases its inputs to the genital tissues, resulting in decreased blood flow to the testicles and prostate areas. As this happens, other fluid outflow muscles loosen, causing less bodily fluid to leave the area that enters, ensuring a high enough regional blood pressure to allow a sustained erection for penetration during sexual intercourse. Okay. Call the relaxation, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so basically, if this orgasm is not achieved, blood and lymphatic fluid tend to pool, and the blood becomes oxygen deprived. The technical term for this is vasocongestion. Some men may deprive themselves of an orgasm purposely to prolong sexual activity. Their sexual partner may also request that they refrain from ejaculation for a longer period to increase their duration of sex. This is the case, massaging the testicles or using a vibrator on the testicles during the prolonged sexual activity may prevent the blood from pooling and actually prevent or decrease the severity of blue balls.
That's a nice way to start the Monday, Smelly.
Oh, I'm talking
blue balls.
About Masturbation Monday, baby. Blue balls for everybody. That's what I'm talking about. Send me your address. I'll send you your blue balls.
But I guess you didn't have a good weekend, talking about masturbation on a Monday.
Nah, hey, man, you know, hey, masturbation's every day. Fuck, yeah, what the masturbation week, you know, what I'm talking about. Different techniques, you use your left-handed or your right-handed, or your ambidextrous.
Well, you
are you a one-handed whacker or a two-handed whacker? Ah, man, we got multi-talented whackers out there, you know what I'm saying? Use both hands, yeah.
You got to vary a little bit.
Yeah, looking for the females, though, man. Where the ladies at? You know, ladies. That article that was posted, it had a woman that was actually talking about masturbation and stuff. Where? Well, check this out. You know, can't give you a action without an opposite and equal reaction. So, let's see here. The easiest way to relieve the symptoms of blue balls, let's just call them BB for short. How about that? Not as effective. Blue balls is effective. Yeah, he's ejaculating. Fucking right. That's what we're talking about today. Good old masturbation. Shit. The resultant ejaculation jump starts the symphatic nervous system, which increases the blood flow through the penis area, precipitating the blood buildup, the fluid buildup. Even without orgasm, the symptoms of blue balls usually subside within an hour of onset, but they can also last much longer, up to 12 hours or longer in men older than 40. While well in folklore, there was scant information in the medical literature until an article by Chalet and Nuremberg in Pediatrics 2000, which found little formal data regarding the condition, but concluded that the treatment is sexual release or perhaps straining to move a very heavy object, in essence doing a Valsalva maneuver. Simply lying down can also help the pain associated with blue balls. Now see, what he just said was really incorrect. That's called a hernia. You know what I'm saying? When you pull your ball, that is not blue balls. You have just strained your neck, and that's called a hernia. You know what I'm saying? Which you can, and you get a hernia, it's not blue balls. I don't know what he crossed that up, but that's not correct. And a couple of folk remedies, and these are old school remedies for blue balls. Is the good old cold shower. Or putting cold substances on the crotch supposedly helps stimulate the muscles that control blood flow. Right. Only time I'm putting ice on my balls is when the woman kicked me in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I'm not putting anything cold on there. I try a hot pack.
I ain't putting a hot pack. Might burn your balls, man. I ain't putting a hot pack.
Don't make it too hot. Always check before you put it on. Come on. Be smart.
You got a bad case of the hot balls. Yeah. Well, just in case you guys wanted to know, yes, it happens in women also. The homologous condition. Women can also experience discomfort due to unrelieved vasal congestion as their pelvic area also becomes engorged with blood during sexual arousal. They can experience pelvic heaviness, also known as blue walls, blue labia, blue box, blue curtains, or pink ovary. Blue box. hey, babe, you got bad case of the blue box, huh? Right, that doesn't sound more effective than blue balls. Yeah. And aching if they do not reach orgasm. The general term pelvic congestion refers to such pain as it occurs in either sex. Which, guys, so if you're not taking it all the way to third base and giving the chicks their orgasm, that's probably why they're getting pissed off. Because they're getting blue balls. Yeah, right. Blue walls. Oh man. Okay. And let's see. Let's see. Here's the show. Okay. Prophet Jackal is on Tenacity Radio. If you guys want to check him out. Got a new show over there. Go to www.tenacityradio.com and, you know what I'm saying, check out the Prophet Jackal show. Blue box. Alrighty then. That's enough of that Wikipedia blue balls talk. Get into the meat of today's show. Is that correct to say?
The meat? Yeah, I guess that is appropriate for today.
here we go, so we can relax. All right, this information comes to you from WebMD.com. Better information, better health. All right, if you guys want to verify what the hell I'm actually reading so you don't think I'm There you go. Oh, I'm digging a blue box. Eggnog. Hey, hon. Come, climb my blue walls. That don't even sound sexy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, babe, I got blue balls. Come and give me some relief. Well, I got blue walls. Like, that don't sound sexy. That don't even sound right.
Uh-oh.
You got blue walls? You probably want to go to the doctor, chick. All right? You might want to go to the doctor. But we're going to get into your guide to masturbation. This is for all you virgins out there. Hint, hint. Yeah, right. Not on this show. But it starts at who masturbates. We're going to cover why do people masturbate and is masturbation normal? And also, is masturbation harmful? Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. Here we go, people. Masturbation is the self-stimulation of the genitals or ball area. Yeah, your balls, people, if you don't know what these technical terms are. Genitals or balls. Or ovaries for the ladies, yeah. To achieve sexual arousal and pleasure. Usually to the point of orgasm, which means sexual climax. For all my virgins out there. What is an orgasm? Right. It is commonly done by touching, stroking, or massaging the penis or clitoris until an orgasm is achieved. Some women also use stimulation of the vagina to masturbate or use sex toys such as a vibrator. Most males use porn, such as the internet. But you fucking chick, what the hell is wrong with you? You don't use no fucking toys. Guy out there uses toys, man. If I ever go to one of you motherfuckers' houses and I see some goddamn dick pumps and shit, our fucking relationship is over, dude. I mean, nah, I don't hear that. Suck me off 2000 and all that. Nah, hell nah. Nah, I don't think so. The Just Blow Me 4000. That's the new Easy Rider pump. You can go and get that on www.bid66.com. It's the all new Blow Rider Easy Eater Blow Me pump. Alright, man, we got
ideas. You might give him some ideas. He'd be restocking his website now.
Fucking Alex Jackson has got to go eat. Well, look out for the blue balls. Right. Oh man, those fleeter blue balls are good, hon. Thanks. Shit. All right. Let's keep this thing moving, man. Let's find out who masturbates. Huh? Who masturbates? Well, just about everybody. So I'm talking about. Yeah. Masturbation is a very common behavior, even among people who have sexual relations with a partner. In one national study, 95% of males and 89% of females reported they have masturbated. Yes, they've whacked off. I'll give you the slang terms in a minute. Masturbation is the first sexual act experienced by most males and females. And in young children, masturbation is a normal part of the growing child's exploration of his or her body, because kids like whack off. And most people continue to masturbate in adulthood, and many do so throughout their lives. Right. It's a daily part of my regimen. You know, I don't know what you guys are doing out there, but yeah. You know, spank the old monkey every now and then, you know. I'll give you guys some more terms in a minute.
Well, I'm sure there are a few people that don't masturbate.
Right.
People that are paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh!
That's mean. I feel sorry for the people that are paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you guys that can't get it up, get your yang up anymore, but, yeah, man, don't want to go into the paraplegics, you know what I'm saying? Because the dude in the wheelchair going to tell me, like, shit, I get more pussy being in the wheelchair than I did out of the wheelchair. Because, mother, first thing that a motherfucker think when, you know what I'm saying, you in wheelchair, your dick don't work no more. So... All you ladies out there, yeah, when a motherfucker's always telling you to come sit on his lap in the wheelchair, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's fucked up. All right, people, yeah, we're going to be touching, I guess I got to use that word lightly, too. We're going to be touching, we were touching on a few touchy subjects today. Yeah. But before we do that, let me go ahead and beam somebody in from the old 111 land. There we go. Welcome to My Health, Your Health, Masturbation Monday.
Hey, how you doing today?
Oh, it's the owner of the... www.bit66.com.
Hey.
Oh, you got a real pump.
Hey, my cousin's paralyzed from the waist down. I didn't like that comment.
He is.
I'm sorry.
No,
man.
He's sitting right here with me.
How the fuck is he sitting if he's paralyzed?
He's crying, Alma. He's all upset about it.
How the fuck is he sitting if he's paralyzed? He probably laying down, wasn't he?
My cousin, yeah.
So he's laying down. He's not sitting.
No, he's sitting up in a wheelchair.
Sitting up in a wheelchair.
Where he paralyzed from, up or down? He's,
yeah,
where he paralyzed from?
Wheelchair. That's what a wheelchair is for, to fucking sit in.
No, it's not. It's to get laid in. You never got laid in a wheelchair?
Man, suck my left gonad.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, that's the best fucking sex, man, rolling sex, you know what I'm saying? Fucking on the go.
he hasn't jerked off in his life ever.
Wow. Hey, man, well, I'll do it every day for him, all right, in memory of him. Well, not
sure.
Really, because that'll be kind of nasty to be thinking about
better.
A guy and shit, but...
Hey,
no, I don't
make him
think
feel better.
That shouldn't make him feel better, knowing that a guy is
because
whacking off to his situation.
Also, whacking off just ain't a guy. Whacking off is a woman, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, women. See, now the thing about women, they got all these fucking toys nowadays that they can just, you know, throw some shit up in their pussy and then start walking around with it all day. Like, what the shit is that?
Well, it's easier to shove shit up inside there than it is to hook it onto you.
Well, yeah, you know, they came out with that, what the fuck was it, cooter braider 4000, where you put it over your cooter hole and it just shakes your cooter hole, you know what I'm saying? I was going to get one from my old lady, but she was like, nah, I'm not trying to lose weight.
Did you guys test that out or what?
Nah.
I gave some girl a tube of super glue, told her it was KY jelly.
I don't warn you guys.
You'll never get through this.
What, your phone fucked up? Hey, your sound is so fucked up on your phone. Is it me or is it the phone?
What's that?
Sounds like your phone's fucked up.
Yeah, it's a little bit garbled. I'm missing some high tones.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. He on that Skype shit. Yeah, he on Skype,
no,
so you know.
I'm on my cell phone. No, I'm on a cell phone.
Dude, are you talking about me or Si?
Me. Are you on? What are you on?
I'm on my regular house phone. Just regular old.
Oh, you really?
House
okay.
Phone. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got Si on the Skype phone, so. But I don't
my
know this.
Okay.
This shit sucks anyways. Sucks ass.
Everything fucking sucks.
I'm trying to get a microphone so that
hey,
my
Charlie, when are you gonna do something on the oil spill, man? It's getting close to you, ain't it? Just right on top of you, isn't it?
Man, them dumbasses got their ass out there volunteering to clean up fucking British's spill. Listen here, brother. I done called the goddamn president of motherfucking BP, Transocean, Deepwater, EPA, OPC, OPEC, NOA, FFIF, fucking everybody. Everybody out to a fucking meeting.
My goodness.
That's some time to make a call. Every time I make a fucking important calls, yeah, everybody want to talk about it in a goddamn meeting. Which,
hey,
yeah, you should be in a fucking meeting.
The world. We stuck. Hey, we wounded the world. We put a hole in the world. We finally fucking did it.
No, man, they did it 25 years ago. This ain't the first time. They did it 25 years ago, June 3rd, 1979. Listen to my show archives. Listen to What the Fuck Is in Your Water. It's a featured episode. That episode, I talked to the motherfucking president of EPC. And that's when the dude went into all of this old flake fluke shit. But he still has never heard of Ixtox 1. None of these people claim that they have heard of Ixtox 1, but all of these motherfuckers claim they've been working in this industry for over 20-something years. So this happened 25 years ago, 1979. Well, 25 years. I mean, 30 years now. This shit, 30 years ago, this shit happened. They at twice the depth that they are digging at now, so it's no excuse. Compared to what the fuck happened 25 years ago, y'all in shallow water compared to digging, you know what I'm saying, 12,000 feet versus them at 5,500 feet.
Right.
It ain't no fucking way. It's no fucking way, man. It's no fucking way. If you go out on the Gulf right now, you will see a whole bunch of fucking ships all in one circle. Motherfuckers is out there sucking up free fucking oil into their ships. One ship leaves, another one pulls in, sucking up fucking free oil off the books. Once this shit gets capped, okay, then everybody will go back, you know what I'm saying, and they'll raise fucking gas, you know what I'm saying, back up again. And then everybody who got their little ships and got their little cargo, they going to make money on the side.
So you say that they're up there still in the oil that's floating.
Fucking
on
right,
the water,
they're
right?
Still in the oil. Fucking right.
Yeah.
Goddamn right, they're stealing it. Right the fuck off. Right, they even put it in the headlines that they brought additional ships in to help siphon the oil out of the water.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Cap the fucking hole, though. Stop letting people suck shit up.
But I wish you had a million of those fucking ships to go suck that oil off. You know what I mean? I wish you had a million of them.
Yeah. Yeah, but for every action, it's obviously equal reaction. You got the fishermen, okay, because you out there sucking up oil. Well, you got the fishermen sitting over here on the side of the water, you know what I'm saying, for the sniper your ass, because they can't motherfucking get no work done. But you out here making plenty of money. Well, they ain't making no money with their boat.
I can't believe, with all these brilliant, brilliant minds in the world, I can't hear that fucking music.
You can't hear.
No,
well, turn your fucking hearing aid up. Getting old.
Fuck
fart,
my
you?
Left gonad.
You're a fucking old fart. You know what I mean?
Come on, a real radio show don't do that.
Hey, Smelly.
Well, this is only half real radio, brother. All right?
Excuse me.
Hey, Smelly.
Hey, where's your voice at, man? Where's your voice, Pussy Pop?
All right. God damn, it's too much noise. Now I'm getting aggravated.
Where's your boy fucking Goofy been at?
Goofy has a job now. The Mexican actually has a fucking real job working for the government. Well, not the government, but working. What's up, show and tell? I'm on
what
fucking
is he doing?
Radio. People goddamn bleeping me and doing all this shit.
Hey, Smelly.
What type of fucking work is he doing? What type?
I don't know, delivery driving. I don't know how you give an ex-drug dealer a delivery job, but knock yourself out on that one. Right.
You can have that.
Yeah. 512, you was in the building. What is this, Texas?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, here we go, Miss Treese. Long time no talk to. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody can put on the fucking spot. That's what I'm talking about. Treece, you know what today's show is today? We dedicated this just for not you. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just playing. Since we got a bunch of hard heads on the show, and a soft behind just entered the show, today is My Health, Your Health Monday, and we're talking about masturbation.
Oh, Lord, here you go.
Dun, dun, dun! Which leads to the question, do women whack off?
I'm gonna speak for myself, so.
All right, let's see if we're gonna give it. Let's see if we can give her an award. She's gonna fucking lie to us.
Yeah,
go
right.
ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I do, but not very often.
Okay, that's
an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, groovy, baby.
All that, right there. Yeah. I'm picturing you in some cowboy boots with a hat on. Yeah, just going at it.
Are you ambidextrous?
Am I what?
Are you
ambidextrous?
No.
You know what that is, right? You know, using both hands to whack off.
Nah.
No.
Do you whack off with the hand you're right with, or do you whack off with your right hand?
Either one.
So you're
either
ambidextrous.
One. You're ambidextrous.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, I am. I didn't really notice it.
You ain't supposed to notice it. You know what I'm saying? We noticing it, though. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry, people. I forgot what was on the show. Yeah, today is, a little touchy subject, you know what I'm saying, for some people. Some people get all squeamish when you say masturbate. Ugh, masturbate? I only do that alone. Duh, motherfucker, that's what it's called.
alone sport.
You know what I'm saying? Now, we do get into the which I've never personally done this, and I don't have any personal knowledge of it being done to me. But masturbating while your partner's in the bed with you.
Nah, I've never done that.
Okay, anybody out there experienced that?
That's cool. Yeah, I have.
You have? And
yeah.
What is either the point or... You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like, what is it? What is it that you're not doing, or what? You see what I'm saying? Like, what? Why? Why have you there?
Just a little extra, little added enjoyment. That's all. Not like letting her talk fucking dirty to you right in front of you. You know what I mean? While you're fucking whacking it.
Oh, okay. So you're basically practicing safe sex.
Well, certainly.
You have to. These days, you have to.
I didn't know that.
You don't know what.
Hey, grab hold of that sucker, you start squirting her with it all over the room.
Right. we got the wrong person on the show today, people. Mr. Easy Rider is the author and director of Just Blow Me Down. The new
that's trademarked, by the way. The
Blow
Me with the Laughter is trademarked.
Oh, yeah. His new patented book, Just Blow Me Down, will hit stores this summer. It will feature his patented techniques from females that have talked dirty to him before sexual intercourse. He will show you the proper way.
Whatever works for you, right? Whatever works. Everybody has their own, thing that they like to do. So,
Hey.
What you like to do then? What you like to do? You got toys around now?
Huh?
Probably.
You got toys around now?
Toys?
No, but I know people that do.
Oh, yeah.
Can you borrow them off of them? Or go borrow somebody's toys?
It depends. Sometimes I do. I used to, you know, deal with toys, but you know, all
the time. Ain't that unsanitary?
Yeah, that's a little bit yucky, isn't it?
Hey, Sally, let me borrow your pussy pump 4,000.
Hey, let me borrow your coochie.
The dual Dinkler 5,000.
Hey, let me borrow your fucking, what them beads you stick up your ass? Those beads you stick up your ass?
Oh, yeah, the butt beads.
Yeah,
butt
let me borrow your butt beads. Hey, you got to borrow them. You look at them, or it's like, they're all brought in between the string and that, you know?
Oh, people, I hope you guys are not eating any food at this moment.
What's lunchtime here?
Yeah, it is lunchtime.
Everybody's got all the stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah, you ever had blue balls there, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You ever had blue balls? Or should I say blue walls?
I don't know. You don't know what blue balls are.
You better run this show back and listen to the archives.
Did you ever give a man blue balls?
Or a woman can get blue balls too, because you apparently wasn't listening either. It is not.
I was listening.
Probably, if I did, probably didn't tell me, but
Man, basically, have you left a motherfucker unnotified? Is that a real word?
I know her.
Yeah, unnotified. I mean, was he laying in the bed, like, holding the shit, like, damn, girl, I ain't done yet. I've never heard that come from a male. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it? I think, have I ever said that to a woman before?
I know.
Well, Smelly, I take it that she just likes the conventional, old-fashioned sex life. You know what I mean? Let's get in the bed. Let's get the clothes off. Let's do it and get it over with, and we're done. Am I right, Texas? Is that what you like?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That's me.
I figured you like get down to business and get it over with. You know what I mean? Okay, you're done, I'm done.
Yep.
See you next week.
That's me. Yep.
Leave the cowboy boots and stirs on with your hat and let's get it.
That's all right.
Saddle up.
That's
all
right.
Oh.
Whatever turns you on for that 10
nowadays,
minutes.
Nowadays, you know, people just all about, you know, it's all about the sexual thing, you know. Nobody ever just wants to take the time out to get to know each other, you know what I mean? Everybody just wants to get straight to it, you know?
Well, yeah, that's true. But then you kind of, you talking about love. You got two different things. Sex is not love, people. All right? Don't get them confused.
I can imagine, Smelly, you're a little pervert. You probably did some really perverted stuff, haven't you?
No, man. I'm not like sticking.
I don't even want to get into that one.
What's that?
I could just imagine you, Smelly.
I don't want to even go there with that one, but...
No, I mean, one time...
I can just imagine.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
You know, that was Thanksgiving of 3009. You know what I'm saying? I won't do that again. But nah, man, you know me. I'm a outdoorsy person myself. You know what I'm saying? I like to stand on the back balcony and just, you know, whack off to the world. Cause hey, you know, everybody likes a good show. So,
I'm king of the world.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So the neighbors sometimes be looking up and oh, they catch a bird dropping, but there's no birds around.
Okay, let me ask you, what do you do with somebody that?
I'm sorry. What's that?
I asked a question. What do you do with somebody that you just met? Hey, next time I touch you, feel all up on you. You know what I mean? And you know, you're uncomfortable. And I'm uncomfortable. I'm so glad to be here.
No, that lady's fucking up for shit, man. The radio's playing in the background, messing up your shit.
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't hear her either.
You hate on my porn music. That's, everybody just likes porn music. That's all it is. It's one porn music. Porn addicts. Okay, go ahead. Finish what you were saying there. What was the question?
Okay, what would you do if somebody like tried to touch you, like trying to fill you up, you know, but you're not attracted to them?
I've never had a problem with that. I mean, a woman want to fill me up, something going to happen. I don't give a damn. I don't like you or not. it's a difference from male and female. Basically, most men gonna fuck anything that touches them. And if you wake up the little man in the boat, your ass is what? Gonna walk the plank. That's pretty much how it's gonna go. You can look like Chewbacca, or you can look like Halle Berry. It really don't matter. That's pretty much why they created
brown bag. You go for what for the body smell? You go for the what for the body? Which one?
I go for the brains, man. I like a library woman myself.
Fuck the brains. Is that when I get that saying, you're going to fuck her brains out?
No, library chicks are the freakiest, though. You know what I'm saying? They ain't reading Shakespeare. You know what I'm saying? They reading the other books. You know? The Karma Sutra books in the library. Them chicks I be trying to look for, you know. They on the extracurricular reading. But I'm a body person,
nice,
you know
body.
What I'm saying? I like a nice body, but I mean, you know, your face still got the
nice body, man.
If somebody looks good, but they don't know that, but they dumb, they don't have they dumb, but like that. They look good, they dress nice, they smell good, you know. But
that could be a cover up too, shit. That's like little niggas jumping out of big ass trucks. You know what I'm saying? Because they got a fucking height, what the fuck, height complex and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to overcompensate. You know what I'm saying? It's just like motherfuckers walk around with they shit looking all thick in the front and shit. When each man knows goddamn well, that ain't no fucking truth to that. All right? Your shit, if you walk around with your dick hard all day, sticking out your pants, trying to show women, hey, I got something stuffed in here, baby, something's wrong with you. And 9 times out of 10, that's just a motherfucker walking around with a sock stuffed in his shit. So, you know, that's just one of them complexes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I got a big dick. Oh, yeah, look at me. I got a big dick. Then they get into the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? It ain't shit. You know, but the same thing with that old Barbie bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's all fucking cute and petite. And then you get in the goddamn bed and you can't do nothing with her, you know? Oh, my nails. Oh, my hair. Oh, watch out. You in too deep. Oh, you're hitting my pelvis bone. You know, all that kind of shit. You don't want to hear all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you got to choose your sexual partner,
too. Man, all this pot gives me horny.
Oh, well, brother, I didn't gear this show for that purpose. But whatever tickles your fancy, hey, knock yourself out.
Hey, horny. Hey, horny. Hey, horny.
Knock yourself out.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm in the mood right now, so.
You say you're in the mood?
Me, honey.
Hey, woman, you know how much them flights is. You know what I'm saying? You know, I bring some special delivery over there, some Florida sunshine, girl. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Okay. Anyways. Check this out. Why do people masturbate? Anybody have a good idea besides WebMD?
Well, I got an idea. Maybe because they're not getting, you know, what they need in the bedroom, so that's why they do it.
Or maybe they just scared of catching AIDS. How about that?
I want to comment on that. Definitely. The reason why I do it is for medicinal purposes. I do it to keep it all clean in there, to keep it flushed out. Because if you don't do it every once in a while, it'll quit working, they said.
Who is that?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, everybody has different reasons why they do it. So.
You know, the penis police have sent out a warning, an APB, all penis bulletin, to all you guys out there, the police, whack off this summer. We don't need any build-ups and accidental spills in the pool. I don't know if they ever let me get in front of a goddamn actual television. Boy, y'all talking about...
Hey, Billy, I'm out of here. Talk to you later, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
All right, brother. Thanks for whacking
I'll
off with
chat
us.
Room. All right, man.
Right. So, if you don't whack off, you don't get any accidental spills? Those people at the BP refinery shouldn't have whacked off.
Well, yeah, hey, you seen how they whacked us off, man. They just...
They
spewed all over us.
25 hours a day over there, else you wouldn't get such an enormous accidental spill.
Man, no, that's me. Shit. Oh, my bad. Oh, Dr. Ruth? I forgot, she's still alive?
Yep, still kicking it.
I mean, but she ain't got no dick in about 30 years. How long does she masturbate? I'm wondering. I'm wondering what nasty ass old youngster up in there trying to still hit that.
I don't know. Maybe she's like a cougar, you know, like them young guys, you know.
Yeah, she pulled them teeth out. You know what I'm saying? It's all in popping.
Sometimes no more. You be like, man, I can't do like I used to do when I was
20,
you know.
I don't be trying to do that shit. I don't believe in all that. Then goddamn, you know, what the fuck is it? Your 30s is your new 20s and your 40s, all that new shit. You know, bitch, you're old. How the hell is this new when you're old? You must mean 30 is your refurbished 20s, and 40 is your refurbished 30s, because you motherfuckers is refurbished. You're almost as good, but not the real thing. Okay.
When you talk to older people, like in their 50s, you know, 40s, whatever, they say, well, I'm as young as I feel, you know. Not how older people talk, you know.
Refurbished is only a term you use for people that had plastic surgery. You got that case in
the car. You're old, I'm
gonna say, how
you may look young, you're old, still, you know.
Oh, that face refurbishing looks great on you.
Yeah, we got side effects, though.
Yeah, everything does. Yeah, it's getting fucking 58, then your goddamn titties are hitting your kneecaps. Your goddamn jaws and shit are now hitting your fucking titties and shit, because you got plastic surgery and all these lift backs and eye backs and fucking nose ups and all these old kind of, you know, constructive surgery and shit. But for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction.
I say you live life, you know, just do what you want to do. You know, I don't judge people. If you
want to
get
30, no, I ain't judging them. I'm not judging them, but I'm just saying that the effects of what you do in your youth will definitely show, you know what I'm saying, once you get older. So, I mean, if you were a promiscuous type of person and that's all you want to do was fuck everything that moved, well, that's going to show when you know what I'm saying, when you get up in age and now you finding all these fucking illnesses, you know what I'm saying, related as a result of that. You know, shit.
People don't care. As long as they get their little nut, that's all they worry about. So.
That's another slang term, people. We'll be getting into slang terms of masturbation in just a moment. We'll cover that, too, you know what I'm saying? So everybody won't be like, nut? What the hell's a nut? You talking about a nut on a tree? No. Definitely not talking about that. And so you got a lot of different, you know, slang terms people use for masturbation, whacking off, nut, beating the meat, spanking the monkey, hell, I don't know, taking the meat around the world, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. I don't know. Well, I can think of a thousand of them. But I'm not. But check this out. In addition to feeling good, who that what happened? Who?
I'd rather just grow old, get old gracefully, just, you know, naturally.
Oh, yeah. This old dumbass motherfucking female talking about something. I can't wait to get my gray hair in. I'm 40. I can't wait to. Bet you lying like a motherfucker. Soon as that goddamn shit fucking come in, 2 years now you 42 and talking. Ah, I wish I had all my black hair back. Get your punk ass out of here with that bullshit. And that shit. You better age gracefully.
Right. Get old. Nobody wants to get old.
You know what I'm saying? You better age gracefully, shit, you know, and enjoy it. But people masturbate, you know what I'm saying, why? In addition to feeling good, masturbation is a good way of relieving the sexual tension that can build up over time, especially for people without partners or whose partners are not willing or available for sex. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, she might just have a baby.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? You know, she might have, you know, a little affection. Might be that time of the month. You know different reasons. Masturbation is also a safe sexual alternative for people who wish to avoid pregnancy, which we didn't even say that one, and the dangers of sexually transmitted diseases or STDs. It is also necessary when a man must give a semen sample, sperm sample, for infertility testing or for sperm donation or for sexually transmitted testing. And when sexual dysfunction is present in an adult, masturbation may be prescribed by a sex therapist. So I'm in the wrong fucking profession. To allow a person to experience an orgasm, often in women, or to delay its arrival, often in men. Damn. Sex therapy. I think that's going to be my next shit I go to college for, you know. Yeah, what is your major? Yeah, I'm majoring in sex therapy, you know what I'm saying? I really want to know the insides and out. Oh, I mean up
really
the subject.
You really want to know that, man? You really want to learn that?
Not really. I couldn't see myself 12 hours a day hearing about enough motherfucking sexual problems and shit.
Yeah.
Man, my girl keeps coming home, man. She just won't give me none, man. I don't know. Well, if you go get a couple of battery-operated peppermints and suck on them for a few years, she might want to approach you. You have halitrosis for your breath. That is probably why she does not want to have sex with you. People, you have to take a self-evaluation, too. You know what I'm saying? If you was 152 pounds when you first met, and now you at 250, and you wonder why she can't find your penis, that could be a reason why, yeah, she's no longer interested in masturbating on her own. On the flip side of that, if you met her at 150 pounds, and now she's at 250, you know what I'm saying? Your sex drive has gone down for interaction with her.
If you love the person, it really matters.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's better than leaving a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, hell, if majority of relationships end because of sex or the lack of, or the lack of performance. So, therefore, if you want to keep your relationship, then fuck it. And, you know, stop having sex with each other. Have sex with yourself, hey, but just be imaginative with it. And like Easy Rider said, you know what I'm saying? Have her ass sit over across the room and talk dirty to you and shit. If anything, take your ass into the front room, or she go into the front room, you lie on the bed, she fucking picks up the phone, and y'all have a goddamn 900 number. Dirty talk on the phone or something. You know what I'm saying? But you got to play roles, find different things. But just to leave on the basis of, Oh, I love her. I love everything about her. She's just not fucking me anymore. Well, you know, ask older couples. Ask couples, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? Are they still fucking? And then do they even care about fucking? You know what I'm saying? They at that age where, hell, I'm just happy to be with somebody. Or have somebody in my life, you know what I'm saying, to share my life with. You know? And they probably still whacking off, though. You know what I'm saying? Probably still whacking off. Little farts whacking off and shit. You know what I mean? Get that old finger out of there, Grandma. You might catch a cramp.
Yeah, but somebody in the bedroom ain't doing something right. That's probably why people, like, well, you know, they, you know, it's one of the reasons, you know, somebody ain't doing right on their end, so.
Okay, here we go. We got another soft bottom calling in, hopefully. Heavenly Angel, go ahead and call in, man. We got too many hard hats on the show, you know what I'm saying? But much love to all you guys, you know what I'm saying, hanging in here. And for the brave ladies that have come through to share the love. So speak.
Share the love.
All right, two more questions, man. Two more for you. And we're going to get into the nutty news, of course. Is masturbation normal? Well, and it's all information coming off of www.webmd.com, so I'm not just, you know, thinking of this stuff off my head.
People just don't want to talk about it. People don't want to, people deny that they do it, but they do it behind closed doors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, you ejaculated when you was a child, you know what I'm saying? You just didn't know what the fuck the little clear liquid was coming out, you know what I'm saying, when you had a little dirty thought about Susie and shit, you know what I'm saying? Or you went to the bathroom, you touched it, because see, when I was in the second grade, you know, I was hunching. What, you know, the throwback term, you know what I'm saying? I was hunching. You know, that's when the male and the female are on top of each other, fully clothed, but are definitely working it out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You could tell me I wasn't fucking in the second grade. I was tearing some clothes up. Oh, man, I remember the little first female I ever been with was a white girl. Her name was Connie. Yes, people, I remember my second fucking grade experience. Yes, I do. You wonder, like, how the hell? Fucking because she was my first white girl. Shit. Went to the bathroom during nap time. You know what I'm saying? And don't ask me where I knew to have her pull her pants down at. Yes, I was a little pervert, you know what I'm saying, in second grade. But my thing was, you know, I had her pull her pants down. And then, you know, of course, my pants are fully up. Never even thought about taking those down. And then we bumping uglies, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, we're getting it in good. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Don't know what the f*** we doing. You know what I'm saying? And then all that shit ended one day when we did that a couple of times on and off, but it ended one day when she actually told us, hey, pull down your pants. Oh, hell fuck no, that's nasty. Ugh. You want me to kiss a girl?
I was
thinking,
but you can bump ugly, but you can't kiss.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can bump your ugly, but you know, we can't share in the wealth on that one. Oh no, don't hang up, Emily.
It's not a bad thing, though. That's
shit. God damn it! I seen Emily just called in. She knows she gonna call back. I've seen young Mark call. I know that was you. I smell your teen spirit. No, I'm not a pervert, people. I'm not a pervert. I'm just a underly sexually active guy. I don't know what that really means. But, yeah. That was second grade, though, man. That was second grade, you know what I'm saying? You know, young minds experimenting and shit. But then, you know, I'm 32. So we didn't have all the sex and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Bra commercials, fucking Midol commercials, motherfucking, you know, go get your pap smear commercial. We didn't have nothing female oriented, you know what I'm saying, when I was growing up. So I'm, you know, so the only thing I picked up my little sexual encounters, you know what I'm saying, from
Oops, walking in on mom. Oh, nasty sight. Fucking ruined forever. You know, walking in on my brother. Oh, nasty fucking sight. Ruined forever. You know what I'm saying? So as a young child, you know, you walk into certain situations that you shouldn't be walking into. You know what I'm saying? But people just aren't as mindful that children being are around and pick up on that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You like you being over at the neighbor house, and the neighbor is just, you know, got his wife banging all up against the headboard. You know what I'm saying? But you in the living room, hearing the walls, you know what I'm saying? Boom, ka-boom, 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 ka-boom. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? If you ask your homeboy or the little your girl, you're sitting like, what the fuck is that noise? Oh, that's just mom and dad. They're in there redecorating the room. They do that often.
And
yeah, motherfucker.
They're watching TV. They're doing something.
Yeah, they're parents. Y'all fuck up kids too. Y'all fuck up kids, giving them some old lying ass excuse of why you fuck it. No, we weren't doing anything, little son. We were just watching TV loudly. Yeah, imagine the fuck out of that. Goddamn head all up against the headboard and shit.
Hey, let me tell y'all. I was doing the
dude.
That's all you gotta say, doing the
dude. Where you at, woman? Let me beam her in, people. Y'all on gone, man. I gotta take a pause for the calls. Calls why? Because I gotta beam somebody in. Got my whole deal. Oh, I love doing that.
I finally made it in. Man. Whew.
Oh, yeah. You're all the way in deep, baby. Oh, yeah. You're in
deep.
Oh,
yeah. Deep. Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Watch out.
I'm the wrong show to be talking about that. What
are
happened,
you sure
baby?
About
how you
that
doing?
With all that conversation going on? Shoot.
What's
yeah,
that?
Masturbation
what's that? What's
is normal. Come on.
Well, I mean,
if
you, hey,
don't,
you don't
do
sound,
it, there's something wrong with you.
You don't sound like the type that masturbates. You sound like a groovy hot chick that has like 10 guys waiting on you.
Well, I could, but now.
Oh,
that's not
what
me.
I'm talking about. You touch the phone to cool it off.
Ooh, you know.
This is my thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
safer to masturbate these days.
Yeah, ex-military. I was, you know, saying I had my little go around with, you know, I was experimenting with a couple of different flavors. You know, but just a me personal. You know, my dad died of AIDS, you know what I'm saying?
It's
a little more psychological effect to it, you know what I'm saying, than it is, you know, just I ain't fucking with women just because. You know what I'm saying? But these slime ball ass women down here, you definitely want to keep it in your pants.
Where are you,
you
hanging
know,
out at, Smelly?
You definitely want to. I'm
what
hanging
block
out in my
are
neighborhood.
You on?
Shit, my fucking block. All these fucking slut bags around here, man. Shit. Look, they ain't for the benefit of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And definitely not for sex. You got to watch yourself nowadays because motherfuckers is lonely. So the easiest way to keep a man, which they think, is what? Hey, give him some pussy and let's have a baby. That is the most asinine, dumbest shit that has ever entered the human psyche. And that happens down here every fucking day. These young girls think they can get with a dope boy because he done gave up the ass, you know what I'm saying? And he don't care. He got, you know, 10 other kids around town, you know what I'm saying? You just the 11th dumbass to open your leg, you know, and produce something. You know, to me, that is a pure motivation to self-stimulate. You know what I'm saying? Because if women are out there on a reckless path like that and to the point where you don't, not even to the point where you don't care about an STD or possibly catching AIDS, but to the point where you're going to have to wait and take 9 months out of your life to carry somebody else's, you know, you might as well say mistake, because 9 times out of 10, the dude that was there just for the sex of it, he's not going to care about the baby. He's going to come talk about, oh, that ain't my baby. Yeah, all that bullshit.
Yeah, you
know
about that one.
You're
right.
You know, I ain't got time for all that, man. I ain't got time for all that. Sex brings lies, too. You know what I'm saying? Sex brings lies to where motherfuckers is just getting out of prison now for doing 20 years, 25 years and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the DNA proved that these motherfuckers didn't rape a female or didn't have sex with them at all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the sex is a little too overrated for me. If you ask me, sex is overrated. It's way overrated.
Fuck you, baby.
You know, it's way overrated. You know, I mean, if you are actively engaged in a relationship with somebody, I'm all for it. Knock your motherfucking selves out. But if you're single, all that jumping bed to bed shit is going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
It's going to catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? Sex is not to be shared between many partners. That wasn't the design of sex. That wasn't what the Lord, if that's the case, the Lord would
have
been sleeping with everybody and their mama back in the day.
You know?
You know? And he wasn't going around just jumping bed to bed. That wasn't a miracle that he was performing. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't the miracle fact child. So that's nowhere in the Bible either. You know? So
I have a little problem with the Bible, though, on some issues, like they have incest in there, you know?
Well,
what's up with that?
Let's not get into man-made words. Let's not get into man's words.
Hey,
I don't speak Arabic. I don't speak Hebrew. I don't speak Sanskrit. So really, I can't tell you what the fuck the Bible says. I can
start out with two people that must be one big incest.
There you go.
You know,
and
really,
you know, and
sure.
Really,
there
not,
you go.
And not really, not really. Technically, the world started out as an asexual worm, which still is in existence to this day. So, you know, an asexual worm that has sex with itself and then spawns off more and more and more bodies, how in the hell did we come along when it takes two of us to make a body?
What worm are you talking about? Because, a ringworm, you can just split in two and you have two living worms. Just crawl into another direction, you have two.
Yeah, but it's one worm, though. Still one worm.
No. There are two worms, two separate worms, and they will continue to live and grow two separate worms. And that's true.
But it's an asexual worm, though. Meaning it doesn't need another part. It doesn't need to find its other partner in order to reproduce.
I'm not a worm specialist, but it's another example of an asexual worm.
I'm just saying, but that's... was the first, you know what I'm saying? The asexual word. Alien intervention. I forgot. I got a bunch of UFOologists on this show, and so I'm pretty sure that's going to come in somewhere.
I agree with
nobody
you.
Said
that. I really do, because you're right. Yeah. People think they have babies by people. They think they're going to stay there and stick around, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean... You know, sex is overrated to the point where if you put that at the forefront of your relationship, then you're already failing. You know what I'm saying? If you're going into it because he or she has good sex, you're already fucked up. Because if they're dumping in a box of rocks and you're a goddamn chemist graduate, well, yeah, the pussy's going to get sour after about a year. The balls are going to start to sag after about a year. Because once that intelligence doesn't kick in, yeah, everything's going to go to shit. You know, so, I mean, relationships are about mental. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, I can sit up here and talk to a couple of these women and get them to a point of ejaculation. You know what I'm saying? So that don't mean that I had to sit up here and actually physically touch them. It's more mental. You know what I'm saying? Even before you have sex, and that's, you know, 9 times out of 10 why a male... You know what I'm saying? Or you know, nuts early. You know what I'm saying? Because he's mentally, you know what I'm saying, worked himself up and he done did everything to a woman before he even touched her.
Yeah.
A male has done everything to you before he's even laid one hand on you. Believe that. I've mentally done everything to you.
That's all you guys think about all day long. You wake up in the morning with it hitting you in the face. Come on now.
Well, hey, you know, unless you're
it's
a little
not
bit lower.
You are.
Unless you're a little bit lower, you'll wake up and it'll hit you in the face. Oh!
on, Les.
You know, slap it around a little bit, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
As you'll notice, that's
Si, your phone is breaking up. You're
sorry.
You're in and out.
Yeah, what are you doing? Throwing the phone around? Like,
what are you doing to the phone over there?
Right. This is a sticky show today. You know what I'm saying? This is a sticky show.
Get your reels all today. Reelsall.com. Male or female.
Oh, hey.
Choose your side.
And only in a smelly chat room.
Are we still taking the donation for
least.
You?
Yeah. Hey, look, this is last but not least, all right, because we got to get off of this. All right. It's getting too hot and heavy up in here, all right? Yeah.
Hey.
So.
That's a Monday.
This is the
healthy
problem.
For you, man. It's healthy Monday.
Well, not necessarily. Masturbation is only considered a problem when it inhibits sexual activity with a partner, or if done in public, or causes significant distress to the person. It may cause distress if it's done compulsively and or interferes with daily life and activities. Yeah, I can see how that would be kind of fucked up if she's all hot and ready and then you sit up there and just, I'm going to work. You just left her with blue walls. He just left her with blue walls. You've been blue walled. Oh, man. Oh, sorry, people. Never heard of blue walls before, you know. The new one.
All right, this is the first time I'm hearing it, so I'm like.
Blue walls. I know ain't nobody ever heard. That's why I cover.
Not blue balls, blue walls. That's a good one. That's a new
blue
one.
Blue walls.
Yeah, that's a new one on me.
Go to Wikipedia, look up masturbation. Well, actually, look up blue balls. And then you'll look up and see blue walls for females. Right.
That's too much.
Is masturbation harmful? What everybody wants to know. This is what's on everybody's cooking plate. In general, the metal... Well, yeah, well, that's with everything, hell, you know what I'm saying? Shit. You bend your dick too wrong and trying to hit that good spot. You know what I'm saying? Set's going to be over for a minute. Oh! Damn, what happened, baby? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll see you in about 25, 35 minutes. That's not a good feeling. Yeah. Anyway, in general... The medical community considers masturbation, whacking off, spanking the monkey. Always go off into those names. To be a natural and harmless expression of sexuality for both men and women. It does not cause any physical injury, unless you're whacking too hard, or harm to the body. And can be performed in moderation throughout a person's lifetime as a part of normal sexual behavior. Some cultures and religions oppose the use of masturbation or even label it as sinful. This can lead to guilt or shame about the behavior. Saudi Arabia, you will get your hands chopped off for whacking off. Don't go to and do that. That is very taboo in most third world countries. They do not play that shit. Which they should, but they don't. Some experts suggest that masturbation can actually improve sexual health and relationships.
Yeah, it can. You know.
By exploring your own body through masturbation, you can determine what is erotically pleasing to you and can share this with your partner. Some partners use mutual masturbation to discover techniques for a more satisfying sexual relationship and to add to their mutual intimacy. Now, that is the best fucking statement out of everything I goddamn read.
Yep. I agree with that.
I 100% agree with that. You know what I'm saying? A problem with relationships these days is maybe you just don't know the motherfucker. You know, you don't know your partner. And I don't mean, you know, well, yeah, I know your motherfucker like tacos and hamburgers. No, I ain't talking about that. You know, I know that he likes Nike shoes and she likes earrings. I ain't talking about that. Because at the end of the day, when all that shit comes off and you don't know how to touch a woman right or a woman don't know how to touch you right, y'all going to be hitting a brick wall. You got to understand each other's sexuality. You know what I'm saying? What you like and what you don't like. How you like to be, you know, kissed on the neck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, women like to be pecked on the neck versus, you know what I'm saying, you you know what I'm saying, trying to cut their lip up and, you know, cut the neck up, you know. And that's the whole thing about it. So masturbation, you know what I'm saying, mutual masturbation in relationships. Now, I'm not saying you motherfuckers is just, you know, fucking Tom, Dick, Harry, Jen, Jane, or Mary. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean in a relationship, you know, a man and a woman that saying we're going to be together, we ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying? And this is the reason why we are engaging in this activity. You know, that is what I'm talking about, because that is when you're truly going to get intimate with a person. You're going to really want to know, you know what I'm saying, how to please that person. And then in return, if that person is really into you, then they're going to want to do the same. So, you know, mutual masturbation, people, that gets a two thumbs up. I don't know where one of the thumbs are going. Oh, that's what I'm talking about, self-masturbation. And I didn't think you guys heard that one. But, hey, this is a Yahoo question. Death by masturbation. Yeah. Heard somebody died from a carrot while masturbating. Oh, what?
Wow, that's
crazy. Yeah. I saw that show. It was on 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Are you talking about a dude that stabbed him in the head with a carrot?
No. This woman was masturbating with carrots.
Mm-hmm.
With carrots.
And it tore her, and she was bleeding internally.
Yeah.
What?
So she bled to death, yeah.
Yep.
So.
But I mean, how in the hell, man, let me drop y'all this goddamn sickening ass. Y'all want to see something. I'm not sticking something up in you. Shit. What the fuck is fisting then? How in the hell can a motherfucker get away with fisting a woman and she's just sticking a carrot in a cooter hole?
Well, it must have been sharp and hard or something.
Yeah, it must have been, you know, really going at it.
Yeah. I've seen women do some crazy shit. Have
talk
sex
about
with
tear your
phone.
Shit up, man. She tore it up.
Yeah, I've seen this chick using a cell phone to get off. Like, what?
Oh, hell.
The cell phone?
But that whole tear your shit up.
Like that. I wonder who was
on the
other
line.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who was on the other end of that? Like,
yeah, ooh, baby.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello, Mary? Is that you?
No.
What the fuck is that?
When I heard about it, I couldn't even believe it myself. I'm like, what? That's,
I know. That's, you said, what? I better not use that carrot again.
Dang. Like, damn.
No more carrots. Cut them out of my diet, right?
I heard about that too. Cucumber.
Made her body go into overdrive and maybe a heart attack or maybe even an allergic reaction to the carrot. They saying it was a health problem. Let's see. It's still fucked up because she died regardless. She did die.
Yeah.
During masturbation.
No, what you said was keep the carrots out of your diet. That's why I wasn't laughing because of that.
All right, look. Hold your ears. Now, I'm giving y'all guys a warning. I normally don't do that because that's just my little fun shit I like to do and hear everybody fucking scream. But hold your ears. Beam y'all up in this mofo flipper real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a hard beam because I got 419 and Mr. Cy to get on up in here. So y'all hold on. Here we go. Oh, yeah. You got to love that one.
Timmy!
Hey, Yeah, it's weak in the area.
Oh, my God.
I think you left your voice back there.
He's like one of them. What the fuck? You have a chat, text to landline. Like, what the? Why you do that? Why people do that? Send texts to landline. Like, I can really get, you know what I'm saying? Really understand what the hell the computer generated voice is saying. You have been in my. What?
This better.
419. Who this beast?
Hey, Smelly.
Well, I thought it was. Old Miss Computer laid up in this mofo flip. But what happening?
Hey, what happening? Not going to be long. Just wanted to shout out and say thank you for stopping by the show Saturday. I appreciate it.
I gave old Funk Natura a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out DJ Funk Natura. Yeah.
Right.
He came on appropriate show today. You know, we was talking about your favorite subject that you always like to talk about. You know what I'm saying? When we ain't on the show.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah,
you completely,
I didn't know what you were talking about, so I wanted.
You know, you could completely fucking set up on that one. You know what I'm saying? I was just waiting for you. Just waiting for you to fall over. Which subject would that be, Smelly? Oh, yeah, you already know.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, my, okay. I said, so put the phone I'm on. I got charging anyway. But I wanted to say thank you and love you much, and also thank everybody for their prayers and everything. And I wanted to make sure I stopped by and show some love.
Appreciate it. You talked to Goofy, man, old Goofy Bone?
I haven't talked to him in a little over a month, which is quite unusual.
Yeah, he's been working his ass off. Matter of fact, hold on, people. Let's see what's going on with the Mexican.
Yeah, what's up with my husband? Hey, Heavenly Angel.
Hi, honey. How you doing? I'm sorry to hear about
your
mama.
Oh, I finally get to hear your voice. Good to hear you. And how you doing,
honey?
I'm hanging in there.
We've been missing you.
I've been missing you all, too. Take one day at a time.
Good to hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, everyone else in the chat room, let's see. Alex Jax, Prophet Jekyll, Cyanide, Spirit Warrior. Hey there. And all around the world who's listening as well.
Spirit Warrior. Oh.
Yeah, Spirit Warrior.
Is that?
I do not know.
No. Okay, well, hey there. Spirit Warrior, 3:20, almost 4:20. I don't know what kind of time is that.
I don't know.
But, we're talking about masturbation today on the show. This is My Health, Your Health Monday.
Right.
And we're talking about a healthy topic, you know, and in reference to masturbation. So if you'd like to call in, 347-237-5125 and share one of your whack-off stories with us, you'll be welcome. Thought I'd throw that out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
what's my husband been up to?
Yeah. Well,
recording or something.
Yeah, he finished up the album. He got the album finished, and that'll be out. You guys can check that out. And other than that, you know, the job that he's on now, just, you know what I'm saying, he kind of trying to get things back on track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, rebuilding.
Yeah.
Yep.
And who the fuck is laughing?
I don't know. That wasn't me.
Huh?
Oh, that was me.
I know.
But I'm going to try him up later, probably this evening or something.
Oh, okay. What time it is? Well, before we get into this news, got to get personal with you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody else is asking. Well, fuck that. Let's go down the line. We don't want to put anybody on blast here, all right? 512.
All right.
Masturbate. Yes or no?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Female. Bam. 111. Masturbate. Yes or no?
Ain't no shame in my game. Yeah.
Bam. That's two. 419. Masturbate. Yes or no?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, what the
shit
is that?
You said it all right
what
there,
the
honey.
What is that?
There's always one.
You said it already.
For a damn Chappelle. I please
the
fifth.
Quiet type.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. All right.
Watch out for the quiet type.
Those are the worst. Yeah. Worse than the preacher's daughter. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, did I say that one?
Yes,
I did.
Yes.
And Mr. Cyanide, whack
yes.
off or no whack off?
Yes.
Damn,
yes,
brother, we didn't
yes.
need that one. Y'all don't.
He's
answering
like
for the fallen. This
like
is for the fallen
like
soldiers that couldn't answer to that question. Yes. Yes. This is all my homeboys that died whacking off in the line of duty. Yes.
And what about yourself, Smelly Love?
Oh, shit.
Whacker or no whacker?
This? Y'all already know.
He's got the subject going, so you know the answer to that question is.
Yeah. Do you need to know? Yay!
It's a need to know.
See why
there you go.
Done.
Say who? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Damn, whack off when we get
done.
Oh, no, nah, I leave that up for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Oh. My bad. All right, people, look, 12 minutes to get into the show, man. I'm going to give y'all... Because y'all done got me all off into never land. And I only got enough time to do the nutty news.
Well, I put in another link for you. Did you see it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
what has she included? Oh, no, I already know. You talking about balls to the throat? Yeah. That's what it, masturbation gone wrong. That wasn't no
balls
masturbation. Balls. How do you listen, people? This is. Let me put the porn music back on and talk about this one, because this was a touchy subject when it first came out. You know, of course,
mm-hmm.
it was swept under the rug because nobody gave a fuck about the goddamn.
Come on, where to go? You out here, Papa? You out here?
Papa, country ass.
That's why sometimes you have to put the phone on
Paul,
from your end.
Paul, Paul.
I had
Paul,
to do
Paul.
That sometimes on myself.
Pow. Save me a pop. Pow, pow. What the fuck is a pop? Oh, man. I had to cuss my own boys. That's not the meat dog. I had to cuss his ass out about that goddamn pop. He's like, man, can I get one of these pops? I'll finish swing on him. I'll have to catch myself. You say you want to get popped? Shit, I'll finish pop your ass in the face. My bad, dog. You talk about soda. I'm sorry. All right, soda. Soda pop. Yeah, people down here in Florida, we don't say pop. All right, if you come down here, you want some acid. Yeah, you can ask for that, but then you might as well go to Polk County. You might just want to say soda. You got any acid in a can? Yeah, I need carbonated acid in a can. What the fuck is that? No, soda. You guys call it soda, but I call it carbonated acid in a can.
And that's
that's what
I'm start what
calling
it. Is. Up here we
right.
call it
soda water.
Carbonated acid in a can, goddammit. Well, yeah, you can call it soda water, but... That's kind of like what you make in the house, you know what I'm saying, when you're running low on soda.
Well, if you drop a tooth inside, if you drop a tooth in the can or in a glass of pop, the tooth will dissolve.
What?
Gone. Yeah.
The enamel, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the enamel. Well, that's all it is to a tooth, is enamel. Yeah, that's all a tooth is, built up enamel, right? Well, no, it's not like I'm a dentist or anything. You know what I'm saying? No tooth expert. I'm not a tooth fairy. But anyways, this was let me read this. Sadly, the tragic event is morphing into a humiliating ending for the actor that gave an entire generation a glimpse at spiritual thinking.
And this is June 5th, 2009.
Yeah.
David Carradine.
In Bangkok, Thailand. Yeah, I'll really be going to Bangkok. I don't want my cock banged. Right. fucking with his cock bang. But anyway, the latest findings released is that he was found naked. Now, check this out, people. Check this out now. You do your own diagnosis of suicide or fucking murder. All right? Put yourself in these shoes. Well, you can't put yourself in these shoes because you'd be naked. He was found naked hanging in the closet with the hanging device with it, listen, with a noose. There ain't no fucking hanging device. I don't know why they trying to call it like it's a goddamn car or something. It's not no damn, it's a fucking rope. He had a rope, a noose wrapped around his genitalia, his balls in his neck. He may have died from heart failure or suffocation. There was no suicide note, and all close to him said he would never have taken his life. He had been drinking beer all that last day. Patrons of the same hotel say and played piano and flute for those patrons. But now, they all say he was in good spirits, but it was also a known fact that those committing suicide are usually in good spirits days or weeks before they take their life because they know their internal suffering will soon end. Wow, I didn't fucking know that. I thought they walked around depressed, crying all fucking day like wusses. But hey, I guess that's a stereotype.
People have bad lives, you know, and they try to like pretend to be happy, but inside they really they die inside, you know, they just
don't like know what an to do. Sounds like an orgasm with a female. Yeah. Once you faked it. Oh, I feel dead inside. Oh, sorry about that. But such was the case with my pregnant niece before she shot herself in the head. I feel all fucking happy now after reading that. But this is my thing, people. They found his ass in the closet. Okay, how do you commit suicide by tying your hands together around your balls and then around your neck and then around your feet and then hopping your motherfucking dumb ass into the closet, butt naked?
They have somebody to help him.
Come on.
Sounds like murder.
All right, I'm going to say this. Even to the least, if it's not murder, you know, he hired the little chick to do the little sexual acts. You know what I'm saying? He's a little too old to be handling that type shit. You know what I'm saying? He died during the sexual act. She got scared, put the body into the damn closet, ran. They know who the female is, but to protect the country's face, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of the world being that he was an American icon and a lot of people looked up to him, and they wouldn't want to think that, you know, he was murdered, you know what I'm saying, by the Thailand people. They swept that shit under the rug. And that's what I truthfully fucking feel. They swept it under the rug. He just hired a prostitute. She gave him what he wanted, and he just couldn't handle it. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. She stuffed his ass in the closet and ran out that bitch and waited till he got found by the goddamn, you know, room cleanup.
Smiley, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You should read the chat room for another great story. A really great story.
This is coming. Oh, let me get my porn music started again. 5 minutes, you know, porn music. You guys didn't want any porn music, man. Just hit me up, and I'll definitely send you good old porn. And this is coming from the bridge, a.k.a. the chat room on www.blogtalkradio.com, and what the hell did I just say? Oh, yeah, /WDG Radio. And this was from Spirit Warrior 320. He's in the chat.
Sorry, Smelly, I just read what he was saying.
And this says, Sunday school. Yeah, he was in Sunday school. He or she was in Sunday school. And the preacher asked me to come to his office. So I got to his office, and he met me at the doorway. And as he was talking to me, I could see my brother out the office window and seen him Well, masturbating a dog in front of the house.
Oh, Lordy. Now I've heard it all.
I was praying to God that it,
wow.
He didn't call me down because he seen what he seen. So I ran across the street and asked him, what the f*** are you doing? Man, I was embarrassed, needless to say.
Now I want to know, what did he answer?
Right. What the f*** was it? You're
what? For real, what in the hell?
Jacking off a dog. I mean,
on,
hey.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. I forgot what it was, though.
Humans do more than that. Well, I mean, at least he didn't
everybody
fuck the dog in the ass like the goddamn little white dude did the other day I read on the fucking news.
Ew.
Little goddamn, what the fuck was he? 8 or 9 years old? Grabbing on the goddamn grandma, and then he turned around and fucked the cat in the ass?
What?
You guys got to fucking pay attention to the nutty new. Yeah, if you missed that episode, though, hey, you have to listen back in the archives. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was in the archives. I'll be looking for that episode. Not. That shit was crazy, man. Bring a new meaning to taking the pussy. Oh, man. I guess he wanted some pussy cat.
Oh, Lord.
Smell it.
I wonder what his father does.
Oh, man. I'm bad, people. I'm bad. I know where that comes from. I do not. I freaking do not.
I even want to say anything about that. I'm not just
funky. Man. Jeez, that's too crazy.
Did that give you enough time?
Yeah.
What
the whack off?
Yeah.
Oh, not bad.
Exactly.
Then get into the time limits it takes to achieve greatness. But you should allow yourself 2 to 10 minutes.
2 to 10 minutes.
Anything over that, you need to go and find someone to help you out. Just to give some quick promo, since you mofos don't never drop links in the room and to get promo, you can check out some shows here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/MissComputerLady, or shit, that's it, because everybody else is fucking fans. And you also go to Tenacity Radio now and check out Mr. The Prophet Jackal, and he's hanging out over there doing it real big.
Yeah, he had a great show last night.
Yeah, man.
Over there, the Rush Project.
I know that you sent me the info.
Watch the game last night.
Yeah. You need to get that going.
You know, congratulations to the Boston Celtics, though, for kicking ass. You know, not a Celtics fan, but hey, good job. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have any money.
Boston Celtics. What is that? Baseball? Basketball? Mm-hmm.
Basketball.
Yeah. I'm going for number 32. You know what
one
I'm saying? I had to suit Timmy up so we can win this shit, man. So we can fucking win it.
It really don't matter who it is. I like both teams, so it really don't matter to me.
I don't even know who is in the finals. What did that tell you? Oh, well, congratulations to you guys. Keep it. Masturbating, all right? I'm talking about.
Everybody have a nice day. Peace.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I don't have any whack-off songs or anything, but, you know, to play. But I will get out of here with Kira's song. And this is my favorite song for all you ladies out there. And I'd just like to thank the panel that called in today. You know, you guys have been great. All the way from Texas to Washington to Netherlands.
Thank you. Great day, everybody.
Yeah. See you guys tomorrow. And tomorrow, we are learning Dutch, you mofos.
Nice.
We got a special guest, Mr. Cyan Knight. And we'll see if Alex Jack calls in and, you know, lends us an ear. So we'll see if we can get that surprise going on, because we're going into Dutch. It's time to learn a language. Tuesday, baby.
everybody.
Women just do anything to you, talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody.
That's a few days.
I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool. Like I am.
Happy later. What's up, y'all?
Come to me. This is just asking the goddamn things for. You said, Mac, I see you. That's my name. So can I ask you a question up in here? She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Take it!
Cause my pain is coming off. I like it real hard, don't like it when it's off. And I'm feeling free, if you want your son free me. Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me, while she eat me. I hook it up till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you pay? Cause I don't wanna go. My pussy stay low, do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast, just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga be coming off fast. Get that dick rock hard, put my hair, stick my ass. My pussy real deep, but you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right here. Like I'm not my neck, I'm up in the air. If you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared.
Hell nah, man, the bitch just had no energy, man.
corporation that pays royalties when products sell in stores.
Hi, I'm Mr. D, and I'm an idea guy, and the owner of a company that gets new ideas every year from people like you.
Mr. D is an inventor and entrepreneur. Our company works with everyday people that have invention ideas. Our inventors submit their ideas to our team, which builds them into products at our one-of-a-kind factory. People like you come to us, and for over 20 years, we have helped their ideas come to life. Our factory is filled with Mr. D's talented friends. They are the Idea Builders. Our team is design, engineer, and build these ideas into product samples. Much of the action at Davidson takes place in our factory, the creative wonderland that processes thousands of inventors' ideas every year. Some of these are sold across the world by home shopping networks, catalogs, chain stores, and internet outlets. The reward of watching our clients' ideas come to life is what we experience every day. Who knows? The next idea you see in the store could be yours. So submit your idea today, and let's get started.